Shmaitza Shir Monday night or Lehei Iyar. Or Lehei Iyar. And we're doing the synopsis of Shmaitza Dalid. And we're up to Perek Yudalid, and we're using a sefer that we're learning the text from the sefer of a synopsis. We're going to go over now Baal Peh, Perek Yud Gimel. We brought down the Shach. Now this I'm not doing inside. The Shach says that by a chotzer shel shneihem, Rabbanan amodir, you don't go bosa morakama. And you say yachloku, and you don't go bosa morakama, let's make believe it's called they're both holding on to it. Chotzer shel shneihem, you don't go bosa morakama. That's one chiddush of the Shach.
Why? Sorry?
I imagine he holds, it's like the two people are holding on to it. It's a chotzer shel shneihem. So you don't go bosa morakama, you say yachloku. And the second chiddush of the Shach, and this is going to be again the next couple of prakim of Shmaitza, is that by money you don't say there's a cheskos marakama. Okay.
Yeah, it would be like kenin chatzer, right?
What?
The reason it would be conceptually like they're both holding is because
kenin chatzer. Well, no, kenin chatzer, chatzer is my rishus. So the because later the Shmaitza will be mechalik that even something that's not a kenin, mm-hmm. it's not mishtameres, might be enough for this. Jonathan, no. Okay, now the Shach says in concurrently. Thank you. Concurrently with that, the Shach says a simta. You see, this comes out. You have to say this because of the Gemara and the Ukimta. So the Shach is now forced to say that it comes out mecheshvin that a simta is not kachatzah shel shneihem, even though a simta is an area that a person is allowed to use. And there are Lashonos and Rishonim that say that the person that's using it, it's like it's his for that moment, but not for this Madrega of taking away from the Morakama. And he writes, and then and the Rambam that says that, and that's why the Rambam needs Yoshev and Sadhu Arema in a Simta in order to say Achloku. Because otherwise you wouldn't say Achloku in the Simta, you would go Bosa Morakama. Yeshua Mitzidayim somehow makes it more of a kilo ofsim. Shmaitza argues, and very interesting, he says a simta, since Mashiach helps in a simta, so it most definitely is like chotzer shel shneihem. And the reason the Rambam paskens that they have to be sitting there, because otherwise, ma pitom these two, maybe it's a third person's, so sitting there sort of focuses the suffix of who it belongs to on them. The Shach said the fact that they're sitting there shows that a simta does not have a din of chatzah shel shneihem, and the sitting there makes it kilo they're holding on to the arema. The Shmaitza comes to say a simta is very much like a chatzah shel shneihem, and the reason the Rambam says they have to be sitting there is because why should we give it to these two? Maybe it's a third person's. So them sitting there like folks, Kilo, they're the only ones with a tiny.
You're supposed to not be far of a bow. You don't have that. You wouldn't even sit in the bow. Not be far of a bow, or
you
have a general
person. Right.
You wouldn't sit there.
Right. No, there you don't need sitting there, because right. There the suffix is only those two. Okay. And therefore, by a simta, you go bow some marakama. Right? Because that's the Gemara. And who are then b'chazal shel shneihem, you go b'asa marakam. It's right to hold it the same. Okay. Now we're up to Perek Yudalit. Perek Yudalit on page Tuf Reish Mem Dalit. Please excuse me. Hello? Yeah, I'm in the middle of Saint Shir. No, but do you want anything? I'm catching a bus later. I'm going to fly. I'm going to catch a 9:30 bus. I have a few minutes from around 9:20 to 9:30. Yeah. So do you know the Tachanos on the top of Luz? Okay, bye. Perek Yudal, Bika Chidusha Shel Hashach, the Cheskos Morakama Loi Mahanya Kachotzos Bechotzos Shel Shneihem. Right. Which Nira the Lo Kavose, Mahod Yamin and the Shneihem Shigbiyu Metziya Bebasachas. That's Gemara of Chesem of Mitzvah. Lule hod the cholecho to be a gamba at chavero with a whole chesmon of being mitzvah lachavero kona chavero lahoya af echod mehem koina klum lechashivi hakbo, because when two people are holding on to it, none of them are considered to be magbia it menakarka. The chetzer ki lemunach al gava omud, so he's not picking up the whole thing. So the whole chesmon there, why they are kona it. But really, if two people are pick something up, they would not be koneh without that whole chesmon. An omud just means a stender. It means it's like it's on the floor. If he's a huad din chotzer shnehem, ein muchzikusum klum. Kilo munach biat shnehem. The kan hachevitz and a hefker loymash kolechad zoicha bat chaveiro memele bot lachas kosom. In other words, just like by two people are holding on, pick up a chavis. So neither is koneh without a whole fancy footwork. So if you don't have the fancy footwork, like by chotzer shel shneihem, so they cancel each other out. Under Rabbah, you don't see it as shmaya moichsen metalis. Actually, the shmaitz is going to say that by shmaya moichsen, if they're holding on to the karkashto, you would also go basa marakama. But that's his point here. Chotzer shel shneihem is kilu. No one has it. No one's a muchzik, and that's why you go basa marakama. Od raya, and that's against the shach. Od raya meharamban b'seifa haschus in Bava Basra. Loi mahanya tfisa b'shtaros. Kamoshe ain kinyan b'chsokas hashtar. That's the Ramban. Looks like there's no kinyan meshicha by hashtar. A more complicated way to be kinyan. So you don't become a muksik in hashtar either. The tfisa poel is rakamasha poel kinyan.
What?
What is a star, according to Rambam?
No, if a person has a star, it's not there, it's not a riot,
it's
nothing.
Whoa! If you have a star, it's yours. We're talking about in the drawer of the Mamoina, when two people are holding on to it, and one guy grabbed it. It's a drawer. Whatever it is, this is something. It's talking about a bearer bond. There's something who it belongs to, and you grabbed it from me. A regular star malva that has the malva's name and the lova's name, and the malva's holding on to it. So there's no suffix. There's no suffix. Maybe it's the malva's. It's the malva's. There's no drawer. No suffix. But the point of the Ramban is that tfisa poelos rak b'mesh poel kinyan. The tfisa b'chotzer shnehem she'ein konim zem mizeh ein tofsin zem mizeh. So it's like nobody has it. So you go both from Arakam. Ulam yikshe al mashal chasavdi that the tefisa loy bina chatzah mishtameres. The Shmaitz asked on himself that in Perek Gimel he said that a chatzah for tefisa doesn't need a chatzah mishtameres. That's kinyan l'chud and tefisa l'chud. So I don't like the way he says the teretz here. So I'm going to read the teretz inside of the Shmaitz. Shmaitz answers, if you're using this, it's on page Tzadik Dalit. The very first line. Hainu mishum dal koponim chatzeru miyahave. Babalei Rishu say, the name of Bamba to Mechavel of Araya. So just the fact that it's not Mishtameres doesn't make it any less of his Rishus. So if it's Fisa, it's Mamish and your Rishus. It's not less of your Rishus because it's a Chatzashena Mishtameres. Avo Rishus al Shnehem. If you say it's not koina zemizeh, it means it's not perceived as being mine at all, because it's both of ours. So wherever I am, you am, you are. So mela abu rishushol shneim lav klumhu neged bailim davele kumuna chal gabi karka chovman sheinu kula b'shusa. Okay, that's the Shmaitz's answer. I don't know how he wrote it here. Very. Old Nira, paragraph Gimel. Old Nira, and it is a very interesting cheshmer. The other Rabba Morakama b'shneim muchzokim olim tfei me'eno muchzokim. What do you mean olim tfei?
Better.
Yeah. more mustaber to go bosom or a kama when they're both mustakim than when they're not both mustakim. What's that? Tre Omu Rav Shmuel and Subis, if you have a balchoy and someone died and there's a talpul and it's laying in Rishas Arabim, but the Rav Tarfin, the talpul of the Yasli have a nochem Rishas Arabim, lo chashidi vishusam of the Yorushim. And therefore, he holds Tfisa helps. Either Amenochem Besimta, Chachshivi Birishusam, of the Yorshim, Avobisha Toifis Gam Nichnas Lusimta, Mikomokom Chashim Hayasme, Muchzokim, Tfemi Morakamo, Ushosarab. I don't like the way he writes it. I'm going to read it from the Shmaitzer inside. Right, we have the case in Subis. So Reb Tarfon holds they can grab it. The Balei Chayiv. Where is it sitting? Rav Shmuel says it's in Rishus HaRabim, not in the Simta. If it's in the Simta, then it's called it's in the Rishus of the Yorshim. But if it's in Rishus HaRabim, then Reb Tarfon holds you can take it. What?
Simta
is Rishus. So far we're just talking about Rishus HaRabim or a Simta?
Simta is Rishus HaRabim.
Okay, according to the Shmaitzer,
right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the Shach would have a problem with this Gemara. Simta is called it from their Rishus. The Talmud the Yashmi really going to stop the Balchayim. It's just this unique case where it's not in the Rishus of the assignment, so Reb Tarfon holds they can grab it. The other time I'm old, you can't. So now the Gemara says, where is it? It only to the Rishus of Rav, not if it's in a simple. But Mavur, the Rav, I'm reading from the Shmaitzer now. Mavur, the Rav, school of Hayamunuch, Rishus of Rabim. Mahani tfisus kol hakoidim v'haitzi necheskos hayorshim. I think he's considering the Yorshim and Morakama.
Yeah.
Because they're Bimoka and the father. So they're like the Morakama. So they're like the Morakama. And still, if it's in Rishus HaRabim, the tfisa helps. But if it's in a simta, then tfisa doesn't help. Even though the tfisa also has Rishus in the simta. But it's Becheskos Yisayim al Sporakam. So that's why Umuchach Mizeh the Yoyser Olim Becheskos Sporakam Vishemunach Bereshus Sheyesh Gam Labailim Chelek Bo.
They have no Chelek.
The Bailim means the Morakam.
Yeah, but they both have a Chelek.
Yeah. And as one of the two people is a Morakam, so it works. Marakama works better if in the Chazus of Shneim, because it gives more koach to the Marakama. Okay.
I mean, but we already said that Chazus of Shneim is not Muchzak. I said Chazus of Shneim, neither one is Muchzak.
They're not Muchzak. We're not talking. Okay, but it helps Marakama. That's what you see in that Gemara.
With Chazus of Shneim, you are opened up by saying that when the Shneim Muchzakim, it helps Morakam.
Yeah.
And Ryan's from Simta.
But he holds Simta's like. Oh, Meister holds Simta's like Chazal Shoshnei.
Yeah, but the Meister also says the Fetcher Shoshnei is not Shnei Muchzakim.
It's not Shnei Muchzakim in the sense of Shnei Meister Metalos Yachleiku. The Morakam gets it. But here he's proving that the Morakam's strength is buttressed by the fact that it's Chazal Shoshnei.
Buttressed. Yeah, but he opens up the paragraph.
Are you asking a question?
What?
Yeah. Are you asking a question?
Yeah.
Okay, what is the question?
He just got through telling us that.
What?
He just got through telling us. Why is he just got through telling us that Chatzis Shneim is not Shneim Muchzakim?
Not Shneim Muchzakim in the sense that it will create a psak of Yachloku, because Shneim Muchzakim Metal is Yachloku. Okay, go on.
Now he's saying, and Lefora, the way he
but rather you go by some Arakama. And now he's saying, in fact, that's what he himself is saying. Yeah, you can't ask a kasha now. In fact, he says, the Marakama's koach I will prove to you from a Gemara in Ksubis that the Moriskava Koach is pumped up by the fact that it's his chotzer too. The fact that it's a chotzer shoshneim or simta, vis-a-vis being in Rishus Harabim, pumps up the Moriskava.
Yeah, yeah.
Not only do you say Moriskava b'mokom simta, but it's pumped. But if you started out the paragraph like that, I wouldn't have a problem. Just start the paragraph by saying that Sam will suck him. Okay, paragraph Dalin here, just a synopsis. Mashakos of the Marakama Mahani Bechotzer Shutzvin Hua Din Mishneim Adukim Betzitzius HaBege, and the kind of Shneimoychen of the Karkashka there. Ulam ba'ochse begufo, tima chenechshav kechito, kechotuch, aladei tviso, abuz ulam ha'ani marakam. Because that's mamish mukhsa.
So really, mukhsa
real, that's
more.
Real mukhsa.
Marakam will not work against
that. Mukhsa trumps marakam. No, the shneim, see, marakam will even work more than the shneim mukhsakim of shneim oysa metalis. If there is in the Karkashta, that's what the Shmaisa just said. Marakama will trump Shmaisa Metalis that says Yachloiku if they're only Oyes in the Karkashta.
Isn't that really what you're
talking about? I don't know if I.
If you, it says
Mizmukh, so it's Mizmukh, then it is.
All the Mishaynim and Baba Metzia, Navbezim and Aleph, use the word that they call Shneim Mizmukh. So I don't know if I want to use those words or not Shneim Mizmukh. Shneim Mizmukh, in the mark, but it's not
full the same level.
You have two Mizmukh, you have Mizmukh on the Karkash, and you have Mizmukh on the Karkash.
He seems to say the difference is whether it's Kechotuch, or it's a shnei mutzakim that's a stalemate, so you just say yachleiku, not because of each one's chazaka, because really none of them have it. Because they're really contradicting each other, and you just give them each half, but what are you going to do? And Morikama trumps that, because that's just a compromise given each half. But a half that they each get, if they each be holding the body of the talis, since it's kechotuch, so his point is, so one's not a contradiction to the other, because each one has a whole half talis alone. Okay, good. Perek Tzvot. Lufi Masha Pasati, the Bitsitsius HaBegad Leichashivim Betzvokim, in the sense of trumping a Marakama.
Here he says the actual word. We were just debating.
Yesh liyashim kushes balamor. Right, right. A famous balamor is kasha in the beginning of Matzil. My time of Mishnayim Oysim Metalis that it says there he make him swear because chayshin and shalmu mil di yeshona yesh la'olam. Right, what does the Gemara say? Chayshin and shalmu mil di yeshona yesh la'olam. Why don't we believe him when he says Ani mitzasiha b'migu the mil di yeshona yesh li alecha? The tirits afilu atoyvus chavetz chaveru ainu never loyma mil di yeshona yesh li alecha. You're not never mechitesi. You're not never to say mil di yeshona. You're seen as a gana. That's the balamor. Avol asuchanora kosak the nevon. Bahodra Hakushya, why aren't you believed with Amigu? Islaimar the Bitsitsi is in a muksak. Rabbi Amigu the Haitu Mimarakama. We're talking about you grab someone else's talent. So it's Amigu the Haitu. Kainzim Osina Batur, Bashemar Ben Yona. The Ha'ochel Gibel Shonim. Karka chaveiro, v'tolbei aperos b'chovo. V'hoda shakaka lohoysa shalo, eino nemon v'migu de l'kucha v'yoda. V'yirosmada v'migu lohoysi. Shakaka v'cheskos marakama. So it's called v'migu lohoysi from the marakama. example das rabo de bishnayim hamisvakchim al karka shal mihu koshav lahaksik hanimili betoyen shalihu abu begvias choy that you just wanted as a mashkin abu lahoytzi l'chul yalm. Certainly called a legal hike. Now he's moving on to the shachs. Next, chiddush. Hashikodu l'shach the gemol slekam or kama nirim itoysu to be a maskul al the low kedvora. Sheikshu my time of the shmul lo nachir as amol slekayne benim sonakhon. And it says in Hochum Amunacharol, what? In Hochum Amunacharol, why don't you give back the money to the Kone Midin Morakama? That's Toysus Kasha. What's the Kasha? In Hochum Amunacharol, you have a Sofek. So why don't you give it back to the Morakama? What's the cash of Tysus? Because he's a mukhsar. Moish is a mukhsar. Look at the poor of Cheskos Morakama. Hold, you don't get back the money. And you don't put it b'cheskos morakama. Oh, he's talking about it, but you give it to the moichel who's a muchzik in the malls. But Toysus, hey, it's a complicated Toysus. The real only point we want from Toysus is that that he calls morakama by money. Hooray! Mavur sheyesh marakama b'mos. Alika kushus taisus yeshlemi taisus the yoizim the v'mekas tos like a marakama. The domi lahalvo. Abu b'stam mos the chuli alma yesh marakama. Note when the meicher has to give back the money by a mekas tos, he has to give back the money. He can't give back anything else. So that means he's like a balchoy. On the tzad of the mekachtos, he's like a balchoy. And Ken lo shaya cheskos morakama b'mo shekibel kibin de lohitzon nitna. Ah. No morakama, because he didn't take his mobile lohitzon nitna. So he had the money as a halva. Legally, he had the money as a halva. So then there's certainly no morakama of the guy, of the kind that gave him the money, because he became a total muchzik in the money, because milvul leitzon nitna, and Yehov mekachtos has a din of a halva. Ironically, it has a din of a halva, but that's why you have to give back the matter what, like a halva. But it makes you into a muchzik because milvul leitzon nitna, because you don't have to give back that money; you can give back any money. Perek Tazayim. Kadosh Hashem said to talk to Kayin. The Yochalim of Kibli can be as Paishkim. Why? They know Hamlov and Acharoy. Name the books of the main the top of the Issa. The Kosham Itoys, the Shekos of the Mighty Aveda, Tunish Shabon, the other Shaloi Bershus. My choshev tofis, and my tziyim yodu ali dey roiv. Kachos lo magadish no baramba, ma morechai shlamna to shloi brishus, ain't lo yidin tfisa. The yoyol roiv. Ulam besobe gashok lo lo yol siyo mi yodo. If it wouldn't be rov, if it wouldn't be sobe gashok, they wouldn't take it away from him. But a rov, yes. because of me her rosh coming to Abel, she teaches a story from Mokum Shiesh Chatzatz. Think of three sofim. Aleph and Choshim Urchei, the tour of the Gavri Pesuk of Rabbim. Beis Yichoshim Keren L'Shalom Rabbi Nezek. Avi Keren L'Chatzi Nezek. Oh, it's a sex statement. Maybe a couple of Gamri. Oh, Yeshinu Yitzroros. Maybe Yeshinu Yitzroros and Yitzhay Rabbi Anezek. Maybe the word, because it's Yitzhay Rabbi Anezek. Because Yeshua is extraordinary, but I'll be caring about Chatzidah because Yeshua is extraordinary. Because the Karosh, the Fish Mele Liquid Chatzidah, the Kosh Ara Yesh Svek Svek and Negat Fisos of the Isser, the Dami the Roy is Negat Fisos of the Isser of the Mitzia. The Dami the Rosh Yisrael is Dain the Svek Svek, which goes where I'm late, the Svek Svek of the Dina Chagu. When the suffix is din, then there's no such thing as a svek svek. They're all, since one suffix, what's the din? You know, me use my words, a svek svek like a chashem roi. Apparently, there's a shita that if each side of the svek svek is a halachic legal issue, it's not really a svek svek.
Svek of the din.
Svek of the din, yeah. Absolutely, the specs maker, but the Dina loves specs maker. Okay, we'll stop here.